direct from Orlando. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2018. Brought to you by Google. Our friends at Google are working hard to create great technology products for everyone. They're inviting you to participate in Google User Research Studies, where you can help shape the future of accessible products and features and get rewarded for it. Check out our tweet for the sign-up link at blindbargains or head to google.com/userresearch. Now, here's Chancey Fleet.
I'm here with Fernando Albertorio. He's one of the co-founders of Sunu. You can find them at sunu.io. Hi, Fernando. Welcome back to Convention.
Hi, thank you. It's my first time. I'm super excited to be here.
Awesome. So you joined the company in 2014, but the company kind of has some roots with the NFB, correct?
Yes, we have some roots with the NFB. In fact, we started in 2012 with my colleague Marco Trujillo and Quatli Padilla in, as a community service project at a school for the blind in Guadalajara, Mexico.
Oh.
Sunu started because both Marco and Quao noticed how children at the school, they were observing the mobility lessons that happened once a week and how much they struggled through the city of Guadalajara. Mm-hmm. And so what they wanted to do is bring ideas, maybe technology to kids to see how that would complement and enhance their orientation and mobility lessons, mm-hmm. and even play as well. And so the early prototype of the Sunu band consisted of a strap and a sonar and vibrating motors that would then alert them to obstacles. And soon, very quickly, when they put it on, the kids were solving makeshift mazes, and their O&M instructor was taking it in their lessons to complement the lessons. Well, that caught the attention of everybody. And soon, quickly, Marco met the NFB at CSUN. And since then, we've been developing and iterating it for the last 5 years, testing it out periodically with the NFB, asking for help. Asking for guidance from the NFB, members as well, and with other organizations around the country.
And what kind of work have you been doing with the Jernigan Institute to develop?
We did some testing out in the Jernigan Institute when we were a prototype. So we did a lot of the proximity, the sonar sensing testing when we were at the Jernigans. And we also got some ideas about how it could become a smart band. How could this Sunu band now become a multi-tool for the independent blind and low vision traveler? How can we assist in orientation and also expand on the capabilities of navigation, knowing places that's around you, getting turn-by-turn directions maybe through Google. Those ideas just kind of started brewing up since our time of testing with the NFB and then moving forward.
Awesome. Where does that name come from, Sunu?
Sunu comes from the Mayan word Sunu'un. It represents the hummingbird. I love the hummingbird. Marco loves that because Marco thought, hey, you know, the hummingbird has so much so much degrees of freedom. It can hover and go in any direction it wants to. And that's the freedom that we want to give to our users.
Awesome. All right, so let's talk about the product itself, where it is today, what it looks like, how it works.
Yeah, so the product is right now in the market today. It is available through our website and through select partner distributors. Right now, we have the product. It's a smart band. It's evolved since, if you've been following us for the last 5 years or so, it's evolved. And it looks very similar to like an Apple Watch or a Fitbit. Mm-hmm. The product, the Sunu band, is a matte black color and includes a touchpad on the top. The sonar sensor, which is discreetly embedded on one of the sides of the band, and then two buttons that are, one is rough in nature, mm-hmm. kind of the rough button, that's a home button, and one that's smooth, the one that's furthest away from the sonar sensor. Mm-hmm. There are no LEDs, no screens. It's all designed to be a completely tactile experience and interaction. The interaction, the user interface is designed very similar to how you use a smartphone. So you tap, you can double tap, you swipe or slide your finger, or you click or double click. So all the interactions that you're already used to doing with your smartphone and the accessibility features of your phone.
Okay, so tell me about some of the things you can actually do with it.
Yeah, so right now with the band, you wear it just like any watch, and you can, when you're using the sonar mode, you can use it to detect obstacles that are above the waist, a chest, and at head level. It's designed to work as a complement to your white cane or your guide dog, or if you're low vision like myself, to complement my existing eyesight. What Sunu band aims to do is provide enhanced awareness, basically know about obstacles up to even 16 feet ahead of you, what's coming up to you, whether it's a person with a baby stroller, or if it's a post, or even tree branches, things from palm trees that are kind of flapping around here,
yep.
Walls, glass doors, just to name a few objects.
Yep.
And the way it works is by having it on your hand, when you're walking, you're using it on the non-dominant hand. So you have your cane on maybe on your left hand, and I have the sunu band on my right.
Okay.
And it's basically complementing what the cane doesn't catch. In other words, the cane is great for the floor and guarantee the next step, catching the floor level, the drop-offs. The sunu band is going to complement and provide you awareness of obstacles above the waist,
all right,
the chest,
so
and the head level.
How am I positioning my hand if I'm wearing this to get the coverage?
Yeah, so you position your hand on your side, and
okay.
Essentially when it's on your side, we design this so that the sonar kind of aligns forward, so it's very directional.
Okay.
You can think about it or imagine it
so as my
like,
hand like naturally falls.
Exactly, okay. As your hand naturally falls, and it basically the sonar aligns forward, so it's detecting everything that's in front of it. It's very directional, meaning that if you want to sense things to your right, what you do is you turn your wrist outward.
Okay.
So as you turn your wrist outward, you're changing the direction where the sonar aims.
Outward, like
yeah.
That.
Yep. So you want to try it on?
Moving my hand like clockwise.
Yeah, okay. By moving your hand clockwise.
Yeah, let me take a look at this.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to pass it to you.
Okay, so it feels, it's got one of those kind of rubber flexible bands. It looks like it's adjustable because it's got more than one place where you can buckle it. And then there is, it actually reminds me of the feel of a microphone. I think that's where the sonar sensor is.
Yes, exactly.
And then there's a point in the center that's not flexible. And I guess that's where the
touchpad is. That's
I'm
right.
Move this over my existing bracelet.
Mm-hmm. And the watch strap is 20 millimeter standard watch strap. So you can take it to any jeweler and you can actually replace it and customize it.
Oh, you can put any watch strap that you want?
Yes, you can.
Interesting. I had one of these, I think that's what I would do. Okay, so as my hand falls flat,
yep.
I want the sonar to be pointing
yep.
Forward.
It forward, right? And in fact, if you trace along your hand, you'll feel your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
If you extend your thumb like a thumbs up, it's kind of, you can use your thumb kind of as a guide.
Oh, I want to orient there.
There you go.
Oh, okay. That's better, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Cool. Yeah, you're right.
So
right,
in so. Line with my thumb is this sonar sensor. Okay,
yep.
Perfect.
Yep. So we'll try, I'm going to do a quick exercise with you. I'm going to go ahead and activate the sonar sensor.
Okay.
I'm going to press first the home button, you'll feel it vibrate. So this is the rough button.
Okay,
so
I found that rough textured button.
Yeah, go ahead and press it.
Okay.
And release it, and you felt it?
Yep.
And so right now, my phone, it's connected to my phone, so
okay.
We have Sunu Voice Services available. It's active right now, so it's actually providing voice feedback on the buttons that you're pressing on the device.
Okay. So it'll act on its own. It doesn't have to be connected to a phone,
that's
right?
Correct. It can act on its own.
But
that's
what
right.
What additional features do you get when you connect it to the phone?
You get a lot of additional features with the phone. So you get the voiceover to actually, it can work as a talking watch. So go ahead and slide on the touchpad towards the sonar sensor.
12 hours.
So it's now reading the time, and you also feel the time through vibrations. You felt two
12
pulses.
12 hours.
Is it a timer?
It's actually reading it in military time right now.
Got
and
it.
We're gonna change that to standard watch.
No worries.
To standard
okay.
12 minutes.
Yep. If you slide on the other way, you get the minutes.
Okay, so is there a way to slide and get the whole time?
Not at the moment.
55 minutes.
Got it, okay.
But the idea is that you can interrogate which one you want. So if you want the minutes, if you just want to know the minutes, then you slide on one direction to get the minutes. Or if you just want to know the hour, you slide the other direction to get the hour.
Got it. Did I feel a long vibration and two short vibrations that mean 12?
Yes, you did, because it basically reads it as an abacus. So basically, the long vibrations equal 5, and the short ones equal 1. It's all based on just long pulses and short pulses.
Okay.
So just it's a kind of fun math game. Two longs and two short, 5 and 5 and 2 will be at 12 o'clock.
I like it that you're bringing the abacus system kind of into the future. That's awesome.
It's really cool, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so the sonar.
Yeah, let's do the sonar, and then we can go back to the features that come with the app.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and press the smooth button for me. So that's the one furthest away from the sonar sensor.
Got it.
If you press that one, you're going to feel...
Outdoor sonar mode.
So go ahead now and slide on the touchpad. I'm going to slide towards the sonar sensor.
All right, so I'm sliding my finger horizontally along kind of the...
Indoor sonar mode.
Yep,
okay.
There you go. So now we're in the short range mode. We
okay.
Basically provide two modes. We provide a long range mode for outdoor scenarios.
And it's vibrating continuously because it
right.
Sees you.
Exactly. So now if you bring your arm to your side, we're now in the indoor mode. This is the shortest range, so it gets a range of about 4 to 5 feet. And notice right now that it's vibrating constantly because I'm in your way.
Yep.
Right? Notice what happens as I move away.
Yep.
No vibration.
You trailed away.
And then if I cross in front of you.
Yep, there you are.
Now we'll do one more thing. I'm going to actually stand real close and notice what the pulses do when I walk away.
They're getting fainter, further apart, and nothing.
Right. And as I walk towards you.
Boom, 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 boom. Got it.
And notice I'm about, I'm going to be about a foot and a half yep. away from you. So it gives you enough room, even at constant vibration, to actually know that, hey, I have to pay attention and I can still maneuver around.
All right. Now I'm going to switch to outdoor.
Good. Outdoor, switch to outdoor mode. And again, now much longer range.
You're there. You're there. How far away are you?
Well, about right now 10 feet away.
Okay. Hello. Keep backing up.
Yeah, and I can do I want you back up?
No, back up more.
Okay.
Go back, 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 back. Still yeah, going.
I'm at the edge of the sidewalk. I can't get
far. All right. Awesome.
Cool.
Oh, let's see if it gets this car coming by. You guys can probably hear that car. The one time we actually want a car in our recording. Oh, maybe it was too far away, that car.
Yeah, it was out of range. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the maximum range and can I customize it?
Yes, the maximum range is 16 feet and you can adjust it with the app. So talking about things that you get with the when you use it with the app is that you can adjust it to fit your activity lifestyle, mm-hmm. right? So you, in other words, if you want shorter range, you can trim the range. You can adjust the sensitivity. In fact, here's one thing. Right now,
I'm gonna hit this rough button because I am ready for it to stop vibrating.
Yep.
There we go.
Actually, I was gonna have you sense the branch up here.
Got it.
The palm.
I understand.
It's sensitive enough so it can sense the tree
even
branches.
Even these little tree fronds.
Yep. The tree fronds, branches as well. So when I'm walking around Boston and it's wintertime, it's great to sense those tree branches.
Cool. So can you make it max more than 16 feet? Is that possible?
The maximum is right now 16 feet, but we can essentially, you know, the technology can be created and developed so that you have a much longer range with more power mm-hmm. and a bigger sonar.
The one thing I'm thinking of as a use case, like I'm not someone that really worries about obstacle avoidance, mm-hmm. but if I were running a table and I was sitting behind the table and I wanted to know when quiet people were coming up to the table, that might be a time when just having it pointed out mm-hmm. might be really useful. That just occurred to me.
Cool.
So
I will do, if you pass it to me, I can demonstrate some of the other features around.
Tony Hawk partners with the phone.
Great. I got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've done a bit the sonar. I've showed you about how the sonar works and you know what type of scenarios it'd be useful for. Also, like if you're in a line at an airport in TSA and you want to know when the person ahead of you is moving in the line,
mm-hmm.
You know you can actually sense when that person is moving ahead of you. You can sense the barriers in the queue. So if you're moving along that TSA line, you can know mm-hmm. when to turn and or move when to step ahead.
Got it.
The device, when you know, speaking of features that come with the app. You can use a device without the app. You can use a sonar and the proximity sensing without the application. You can then have yourself later on or a specialist or a friend adjust the ranges in case you don't have a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have those ranges adjusted for you or you can do it yourself.
Got it.
When you've got the phone and you want to access the more other features, we include a phone finder. So right now I can activate my phone.
Yep.
And search for my phone.
Is that bi-directional? Is there a band finder in the phone?
We're making that one. Actually, a really good idea. We've gotten to ask about that one as well.
Cool.
So right now the band comes with three apps. It'll come with the phone finder. It also includes a compass and mm-hmm. a GPS explorer.
And how does the compass work?
All right, I will show you. I'm going to activate the main menu.
Phone finder app, compass app, to start double tap.
I'm activating the compass.
Now those are three apps in an app.
Yes.
Okay.
So think about our app as like an app store.
Okay.
Compass app.
I'm going to activate the compass.
But they're all in there, right? You don't download them separately.
They're all in there, and they when you pair it up with the band, then they also, when you update the band over the cloud, it mm-hmm. actually installs them in the band. I'm going to go ahead and double tap.
Entering. Southwest.
And now I bring my arm to my side, and I'm going to point. So I'm going to bring my arm up.
West.
I'm pointing. And as I'm moving around my arm Southwest. In a circle, I'm actually changing the cardinal direction.
Is it possible to get a haptic piece of
Southeast.
Feedback when you are pointing north?
Yes.
East.
And can you do that without
Northeast.
The phone?
Northeast. North.
Yes.
North.
So I'm going to go ahead and turn off the...
Voice off.
Shoot. actually.
Menu, phone, compass app, entering, east.
So if you feel east, when I'm heading north, if you extend your hand out, you feel constant vibration?
Yeah.
That's constant because it's facing north. Okay. If you're facing south,
northeast, southeast, south,
it feels like a staccato sensation.
Got it. And north and east and west are less.
Yep.
Southeast.
Okay.
They're just like east. Clicks.
And can you initiate that without the phone?
You can technically initiate it. We're still working on more of a haptic menu. Mm-hmm. So look for that, and you know, possibly in the future.
Got it. So tell me about battery life, warranty, price, all that good stuff.
Yeah, one last thing I want to show you about that. Sorry, I was the The GPS Explorer app. If I open up my my app.
Phone Finder app, Compass app, Place Finder app.
The Place Finder is our Explorer. So imagine I'm in a city and I want to know what's around me. I double tap.
Entering Place Finder app.
And now I can search for categories of businesses.
No bank nearby. No train station nearby. No subway station nearby.
So right now I'm pretty far away from stuff, and I have it set to 200 meter range.
Yep.
So I just want to know exactly what's around me in 200 meters. I can adjust the range as much as I want.
So depending how you turn your hand, you're going to find the directionality of the nearest business.
That's right, the business that you want to get to. So then you can select and say, I want Bank of America instead of Wells Fargo or some other bank. And then you can actually get voice directions to it and feel which way it's headed. Or in other words, you feel where the bank is and you can keep on that course to reach to the bank.
Okay. I think we're about to get blown away in a second.
Yep.
So,
oh yeah, price?
Let's talk about those little details.
Yeah, so warranty, 1 year warranty. We have a 15-day satisfaction guarantee. If within 15 days you don't like it, you just call us up. We'll chat with you. We'll do all we can to help you get the most out of it. But even if you're not happy with it, you can return it. No questions asked. The price is $299, and we have a NFB sale going on, so you have to come by our table to find out.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Fernando.
Thank
it's been an absolute
so
pleasure. Best of luck with the continuing development of the band, and glad you're here.
More apps are coming to the in the future.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.